Clifford, my big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and they're many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
T-Bone is just pretend.
I knew that.
Man the ears! Full speed ahead!
Whoa!
Whoa! I wish Clifford had seatbelts.
Slow down, big guy.
School's almost out, Cleo. I want to see Emily Elizabeth.
Now remember, class, Monday we'll have show and tell. You may each bring in something you'd like to share with the rest of the class.
I'm gonna bring something from Jamaica. Great idea, Charlie. I'm going to bring in something really amazing.
Good for you, Jetta. We're all looking forward to that, I'm sure.
Here comes Clifford!
Well then, I guess it must be time to go home. I know it must be time to go home.
Jetta's not the only one who's gonna bring something special for show and tell. This metal detector is gonna help us find something really cool. It beeps when it gets near something metal, like buried gold or piles of silver. Something's buried here. Come on, let's dig. Wow, cool. An anchor. My class is gonna love this. Can't wait till Monday. Yahoo!
Hurry, Machiavelli, we're late. What is that?
Oof! Mac!
Hey, Jetta!
Look at this anchor we found. Isn't it cool?
Just like the one I brought to show and tell last year.
You did?
Oh, but I'm sure everyone would just love to see another one.
Oh.
Well, we're off to meet the fairy. Mother found the most absolutely amazing thing on the mainland for my show and tell project. Come on, Mac. Mac?
Mac, Jetta's calling you.
Clifford, my friend. Watch and learn.
Mac! Mackie!
Why don't you go, Mac?
Mac, get over here!
Wait for it.
Oh, Mac, who wants a tummy yummy?
Ha, you see? The tummy yummy is mine.
Oh. See you Monday, Emily Elizabeth.
Come on, Clifford. We're going to find something absolutely amazing, too, aren't we? This island has lots of amazing things. Somewhere. But not up here. Whoa! Where are we going? Wow, an old bird's nest. This must be from last spring. There's even some feathers and old eggshells inside. This'll be great for show and tell. Clifford, no! Good boy. Now, let's get this nest home. Clifford. Maybe Mom has something in her shop I can use. You stay here, Clifford. Clifford?
That Clifford, what a dog.
I'm gonna go see what I can dig up inside. I'll be right back.
Hey, maybe I can dig up something for Emily, too. Digging's one of my best things.
Is that coral, Emily Elizabeth?
It sure is.
Oh, what a coincidence! I have something made of coral, too.
Wait till you see it. It's a real treasure.
Ta-da! It's me! Isn't it absolutely amazing?
It certainly is.
Oh, it certainly is.
It's perfect for show and tell, don't you think?
What are you bringing?
I'm bringing a real treasure of my own.
Is that your treasure, Emily Elizabeth?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what is it? Let's see. Bones? Your treasure is a pile of bones?
Now that's a real treasure.
Well, yeah.
You know, Jetta, a pile of bones is a real treasure to Clifford.
Whatever.
Come on, Mac. Let's go.
I said come on.
Clifford, you stay home now. Sorry, but I have to find something for show and tell.
Thanks, but I need something amazing, like Jetta's sculpture.
I don't have time now, Clifford. Stay.
Don't worry, boy. I'll be right back.
Emily?
Clifford, did you see?
Oops.
Emily.
Hi, Charlie. So, did you find something for show and tell?
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing my favorite steel drum from Jamaica.
Everyone's already seen that.
So? It's my best thing. What are you bringing?
I don't know. Clifford and I went to look for something this morning.
Find anything?
No, not really. Just this crummy old anchor. Clifford turned it into a swing. Then we found this old nest way up on Rocky Point.
Cool.
Then we looked around town, and Clifford tried on those silly glasses at Mr. Maiori's shop.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I always have fun with Clifford.
He's a very cool dog.
He sure is.
See you, Emily. Hope you figure out something for show and tell.
Thanks, Charlie.
I think I just did.
Clifford! Clifford! Oh, I know what I'm bringing for show and tell, Clifford. I know. Yay! It's you, Clifford! Ugh, I knew you were gonna bring that big old dog for show and tell. Of course, he's absolutely amazing. He's Clifford, my big red dog. Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Rainy Day. One day, Speckle went walking in the rain. He walked past Darnell, trying to stay dry. Speckle invited Darnell to join him under his umbrella. Then Speckle saw Luna, and he invited her to join them under the umbrella, too. As they walked by the brook, they spied Ravi and Reba. But there was no more room under Speckle's umbrella. So Speckle invited everyone to climb in. And they all floated downstream in their umbrella boat, happy and laughing together. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Gosh, what are they doing to Cleo?
Same thing they do every week, T-Bone. They're putting a ribbon in her hair.
Cleo doesn't like that very much. Does she?
Not at all. Come on, T, let's go play. Cleo will meet us at the beach when she's done.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Kibble, she's beautiful.
Oh.
And since you were such a good little girl, Mommy has a brand new toy for you. I think she likes it.
Like it? I love it!
She's gonna love playing with it with her little doggy friends. Huh?
T-Bone! Catch! Ew. Throw it to Clifford, T-Bone!
Oh. Oops.
Don't worry. No one else is gonna lay a paw on you.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
comes Clifford and T-Bone. They're gonna want to play with you, Toy. You gotta hide.
Hey, Cleo. What was that?
No, that was nothing. I was just, you know, singing.
Cleo, you gotta see the great blob of seaweed we found at the beach.
Yeah, come on.
T-Bone, excuse yourself.
Huh?
Come on, let's go.
No thanks, Clifford.
What? Why not?
I don't want to get all dirty.
But you love to get dirty.
Yeah, especially right after you just got clean.
Well, I just don't feel like it today, okay?
Well, okay, I guess. Come on, T-Bone, let's dig.
Getting dirty is fun. But having a new toy all to myself is even more fun!
Clifford! I've got a surprise for you!
Woof! Woof!
There you go, boy.
Like it? Of course you do. Everyone loves a new toy. You're welcome. Look out. I'm gonna get ya. Well, that was fun. Now what? Hey, how about I hide you, forget where I hid you, then sniff you out with my amazing nose. Kind of hard to do alone. I know. I'll close my eyes, throw you, then sniff you out.
Hey, Cleo!
Huh? Oh, no! T-Bone, where's my toy?
Hey, Cleo!
Oh, hi, T-Bone.
Come on, let's go to the beach!
No thanks.
Clifford just got a brand new dirty old tire.
Really? Sounds cool. I...
What?
Nothing. It's just that... there's a great big spider behind you!
A spider?
Now don't panic. Just slowly walk this way.
Was that a spider?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, that doesn't look like a spider.
I guess not.
It's a toy!
It's mine, Slobberpuss.
Huh?
It's brand new, I love it, and it's mine.
Okay, Cleo.
I'm sorry, T-Bone. It's just that, well, it's brand new, and I love it, and I don't want it to get broken, and it's mine.
Okay, Cleo.
Don't tell Clifford about it, okay?
Why not?
Well, you know, if he sees it, he's gonna want to play with it, and I kind of don't want him to, so it's just better if he doesn't know about it, all right?
I guess.
Good.
So, you gonna come play with Clifford's new tire with us?
No thanks.
You could bring your toy. We won't touch it. I promise.
I don't think so.
Well, okay. I'm gonna go then. Have fun with your toy today.
Don't worry. I will.
Ready, T-Bone?
Ready! Whoa! Whoa!
Gotcha!
Wow, that was great.
So where's Cleo? She'd love this.
Cleo? I don't know.
She didn't want to play yesterday and she isn't here today? I hope she's okay.
She is. She just has this new...
A new what, T-Bone?
A new tooth. Yeah, a tooth. It's brand new and she really loves it and it's all hers.
Oh, well, okay. But she's gonna play with us tomorrow no matter what.
Remember, T-Bone, Cleo is definitely gonna come with us today. It's more fun when we all play together.
Right! Whoa!
Oops. Sorry, T-Bone.
Ooh. That's okay, Clifford.
Cleo, you home?
I don't think she's here.
She sure has been acting strange lately.
Gotcha! Gotcha! Gotcha. This would be a lot more fun if you could throw yourself, toy.
Clifford! Oh! Come on, let's hide!
How you doing back there, T-Bone?
Oh! Great! Swing me higher!
Okay, hold on!
Oh, maybe not that high.
He could swing me that high. Gosh, that sure looks like fun.
I wish Cleo was here. She'd love this.
She sure would.
I sure would.
Cleo, where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah, we've been trying to play with you for 3 days now.
I know.
I got this great new toy.
I know.
I really want you to try it.
I know. You always want to share your new stuff with me. You're the best sharer of new stuff I know. And I'm the worst.
What do you mean?
I mean... I didn't want to share this with you.
Oh, so that's why you didn't want to play with us.
Yeah. It's hard to share. But you know what? It's no fun playing with a new toy all alone.
Well, it is a pretty cool toy. I don't blame you for not wanting to share it.
Well, I want to share it now. So let's play.
Got it!
Throw it to Clifford, T-Bone!
Here it comes!
This sure is a great toy, Cleo.
It's even more great when you share it with your friends.
I know that playing is a lot more fun when we share with our friends. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is sharing.
It's mine!
No, it's mine!
Oh, it's mine!
Mine!
I say it's mine! Whoa!
What's going on, T-Bone?
I found this toy first, but Cleo thinks it belongs to her.
No way! I found it and it's mine!
Maybe instead of fighting over that toy, we can all share mine.
Well, okay.
Great! Here you go, Cleo.
Catch, big guy.
This is fun.
Yeah!
Yeah!
When friends share with friends, everyone is happy. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is sharing.